This is CliffCentral.com.
What time does this thing start, Eric?
This podcast starts just now.
Did you hear that Gareth called it the Gas Comedy Podcast?
Yeah.
So retro.
Sacrilegious.
So retro.
Yeah, so retro.
It's dope.
It just shows you how good that name was, and we're not allowed to use it.
Well, what's so the
just,
name now?
Can we just start off the show by
He's
saying,
the owner in
fuck
Australia.
You, Dusty.
Yeah, the owner went to Australia with the name.
Yeah, oh, man. So the other voice you're hearing is Richly Benoit. Can you hear him nicely?
Yes.
Okay, cool, man. Have you got your cans on?
I got my cans.
And the other voice, give us you.
Yeah, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah.
You actually did a proper mic check.
Yeah.
the other guy's a white guy that does black sense.
Wow.
And in the background here, this is yours, eh?
This is me, yeah. This is just so that we have background music and not get distracted.
What is this?
He recorded his puppies being born, then remixed it. Amanda, are you putting the thing up? Oh, and then also Cliff Central's like bring a child.
They're
turning
like,
it
yeah,
down.
It's about that time again, baby.
You know what's nice is it's bring a child to work day today. So I brought Eric.
I can't hear you.
Oh, is that what's going on? I brought Gavin.
You brought Gavin.
Yeah.
Gavin Kelly's here. Richly Benoit.
I finally meet my father.
It would have worked better if Richie said he brought me, because then I'd be like, it makes sense.
But I adopted you.
No,
dumbass.
You didn't.
You're just in denial about me being your father.
I do not know you.
But how do you think you got into... Don't you think everything you've done this last year has been serendipitous, that you thought it was all you? And everything I've done for you this year as a father is put you into the stages, get you those gigs. And I did it without even wanting thanks. And now, and I tell you I'm your dad, you think, oh, I'm this good at my comedy.
This is not Kumbulekaya, David.
Have you not seen me? Have you not seen me after the gigs when I just wink at the owner and he goes, damn it, Dave, you have to put Eric on now.
Wow.
Have you done blacks only?
No.
Dad?
You see. If you got blacks only, I would have believed
you. Developing you slowly. That's for 2018.
Yeah. That's right. When you're not ready for blacks only,
it's a marathon, not a race.
Funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's a marathon. It is a race, but it's a very slow
one. Have you done blacks only?
Kevin?
Yes, I've done blacks only.
Have you done blacks only?
Yeah, man, a couple of times.
Damn you.
Kevin does it. He's taking a quota. Never. I don't think I'll ever do it.
So a quarter of us three quarters of us in this time haven't done.
Only one in four people.
Yeah, one in four people
this year
will
do blacks only.
So 20% of comics do blacks only.
That's barely. What about Kings and Queens? Have you done that?
No, I don't do any of
Kevin?
These.
I haven't done Kings and Queens.
The Blue Bloods.
Do any Blue Bloods.
So how have you been? How's your gigs? You did a show now recently in Durban, in two nights.
Yeah,
8th and 9th
of
December.
The Playhouse, the drama.
Was it good? Is it like a homecoming for you? You got friends there?
It is basically, yeah. Well, it is. My whole family's there. My parents are there. My friends are there. So it was dope. It was very nice.
Just for the people that don't know what that means, what does dope mean?
Dope means it was. I said it was nice.
Awkward, awesome.
So,
then,
yeah. So you subtitle your own subtitles.
Yeah, it's just for the layperson. But it was very nice because I did an hour and 15
nice.
Of material that I've never tried. I pulled a Dave, basically. I just wrote it and did it. So I didn't. So I wanted to try it in clubs, but I procrastinated so much that I didn't get around to doing it.
Did you record it?
No, I didn't record it.
Do you want to?
Are you
I'm actually Gavin's got a company now. Have you got a recording company?
No.
So how do you record your gigs?
With
I
this phone.
The lighting, the sound and lighting is just horrible if it's on a phone.
Cellularly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool for the Instagrams if you wanna.
Just for you,
yeah. Yeah. For the kids. I just used to record the vocal before.
Okay, so where was your show?
It was at the drama room at the Playhouse.
The drama room.
Yeah. We have the opera and the drama.
So much drama. That's normally backstage.
It's quite dramatic.
At the Playhouse, that's not messing around. That's a proper venue.
Yeah. So I actually want to do another show there next year, I think.
And your promo work, how did you do? I saw a really large banner.
The thing is, I got lots of traction with the promo, bro. I couldn't even believe how far. Yeah, newspaper. So that's some newspaper, a bit of radio.
Social media.
TV.
TV, what? And
Comedy Central was running it.
Okay.
The ad. But I didn't see the ad myself, though, watching.
Kaladin.
Yeah.
I did see it because you were making food with people.
Yeah.
That's how you create a punchline cake.
It was very good. That was well done. It was thought
out. Did you like it?
Let me make a recipe, and I'm going to stir in some punchlines. I'm going to stir in some callbacks.
Yeah. But what happened
What's missing is no colored in.
But the thing is, I was under pressure for that because they wanted to shoot. They're like, because thing is, you know, you when they
is
say,
is that why you were there that day that I was there? To shoot that?
What day did I see you?
No, I saw you
after London, I think I saw you. Yeah, so they were like, we need to shoot something. We need dinner. Like Wednesday we did. Then they phoned me. So I just went online. I didn't know what to do. Then I found, I had a theory of how to make a joke type of a thing. I didn't know what to do. Then I'm panicking. So I found Glenn, Peterman, Pam. I'm like, bruh, I need to shoot.
Is he your go-to tomorrow?
Guy? Well, it's in my logical circle. Okay. Yeah. I'm like, I need to shoot this thing tomorrow and I have no idea. He's like, I'm like, I have an idea of like how to make a joke, but I don't know what. He's like, why don't you just like do something like along cooking? That's all he said. Then I'm like, shut. Now I needed props. So I just printed black and white props and I just cut them out. Now I'm at the printing shop just printing pictures of rabbis and Zuma. And I'm like, what is this guy doing?
The budget was insane for this thing.
Wait. I'll explain once you've printed. Just carry on doing the thing.
The product, okay. I mean, the end product looked amazing. Like David said, it looked like it looked torn out.
Yeah.
But it was literally like a 25-minute thing.
If you speak about greatness, like a lot of the movies, things that we see, clips that you see, were literally thought out on that spur of the moment. It's just to have the access to the studio.
Yes, that's the thing. That's kind of
what we're missing.
Yeah.
That one person that says, any comedian can come to my studio at a small fee, but I will give you quality editing. So he maybe gets guys from the film school at AFTA or something.
Mm. Yeah.
And they can practice their editing. That link hasn't been done yet. Someone hasn't done that because I've got lots of ideas. And then unfortunately, when you see the ones out there, so there'll be like tutorial, shoot a sketch or something. Like, if you just phoned,
Have you seen this? Have you seen this unboxing?
No, but I've seen other people do this stuff.
I was like, can you just phone unboxing a guy? Videos.
Kurt phone, you know, you phone Glenn. What was it called? What's unboxing?
You, for example, if you bought yourself like the new iPhone X.
Is it real?
This comes in a box.
Was it taking a piss or was he being
serious? No, YouTube, he seriously opens a pair of headphones that you have on your head there.
Oh, then he reviews it or what? Or this,
but I'm wearing my Christmas hat like a yarmulke.
Yeah.
I find it quite... It's quite absurd. It's being funny. Wearing a Christmas hat as a yarmulke.
Yeah, I'm also... But the thing is, I also have the same... when it comes to video and editing and shooting and...
But I talk myself out of it there. Eventually.
Why?
Because I kind of go, it's not good enough, then I'm not doing it. So much stuff doesn't get done.
there is lots of guys with cameras like that you can access.
Martin Evans.
Poor Pops. I'm sure...
Poor Pops shoots those ads all the time in his room.
Yeah, with his iPhone. So that's what they... So
he does it, but he does it, his own way, eh? okay, so you're Durban. Did you make money?
Guys, forgive us.
By the way, yeah, it is. Here's the other thing we spoke about before. We're going to talk about that.
It's hard to make money, bro.
It is hard to make money. Someone said to me, it's hard to make money in the craft industry. I said, have you tried comedy?
Yeah.
Have you tried to do comedy
it's
for money?
It's difficult.
I tried to print my own earlier.
Because they tell you,
what are you doing?
Like when you're using a theatre, you know you pay for everything, right?
So your theatre hire, ushers,
yeah,
advertising.
And you have to pay their travel and your meal.
What?
The usher.
Yeah, the guy, like, whoever's there.
What is the child? Like Mini Pop and a
Burger. Like, no, I'll bring KFC for everybody.
Yeah. Don't buy
really?
No, it's like 70 rand for the transport and then like $50 for the meal.
For how many people?
And you're like, but
that's
I'm
what
a,
I'm asking now. There's a sound
a
guy,
superstar.
Lighting guy.
It's all the money, bro.
No, everything.
Your whole budget is based on just being there. Yeah.
I'm looking, I'm like, why don't they work?
Yeah, they weren't here before I started my show.
Yeah. They
now
work.
I'm paying a salary for these Owens name and wait a minute. I don't understand why.
That's like going to
if you didn't have your show there.
But I'm answering then your question said you didn't make money.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
But I think that's why I'm gonna do it again next year.
So what do you see the value in it? The value is your social media, you're in the newspaper, you had a bit of promo.
Yeah. I do feel that there was I could have done better with numbers in and that was full, but it wasn't.
But let's take that as being you being a brand and a company. All you've done then is that's your marketing budget.
Yeah.
So you've done your marketing. Your face is on. You even said it in there. It's in the newspaper, so it must be true.
Yeah.
when it's on the internet, you're like, it could be fake.
Yeah. It's in the paper.
And Gavin, I haven't seen you for a long time.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I've been great, man.
And comedy gigs?
It's been good, yeah.
I saw you at Bailey's.
Yes.
Where's Bailey's?
Bailey's is weird.
Bedford View.
Oh, right.
Did you whacked do? You kind of do this. You do this comedy towards the staircase.
Yeah.
And the people that come up the stairs basically walk into the stage, and then they either go left or
right.
So they do. You're like, hi, welcome to the show. He's like, a table for two.
Those are one of those gigs. You just take the money and you run.
We did Bailey's together. That night. You were hosting.
Yes.
So, Gavin, just tell me, what was your plan when you were hosting? Because you got this room that starts the first audience member almost 20 meters away.
Please, Gavin.
What was your plan?
My plan was to bring up the first act as soon as possible.
And who was the first act?
You can do it in between your name. Like, my name's Gavin. Here's Eric Jansen Kelly. My name's bring up the first act, Gavin Kelly.
Yeah, it's a bit of a wild, wild west situation, because at least it's a cordless mic, so you can walk around and work it. But
there's a band on before you as well.
Yes, there was a random
cover band.
But 20 meters to the first row.
No, 20 meters at least to the first row.
What Gavin's telling you is, the night that we did the thing, there was a lady that was video chatting her daughter in London.
Yes, I remember that.
So
while the show was on,
why did she come to a bar to do that?
No, here's what's happening. So she's sitting there, she's video chatting and everything. Show starts, we start doing the jokes and stuff. And then I think you went on off when I came off stage, when you went back on.
Yeah.
So then he starts speaking to her. Then he's like, yo, ma'am, I see you've been on your phone the whole time. What's going on? It's like, no, I'm speaking to my daughter. She's in London. Say hi to her.
Oh, man.
Like, wait, lady, this
Gavin, did you say hi with your black accent?
I said hi, yes.
Something's wrong with the sound. That guy sounds black.
FaceTime.
Wow.
That was awkward.
I have a
theory that you are the handsomest comedian on the circuit.
Yeah, you keep on saying that.
I do,
man.
Say that.
Thanks.
Do people believe me, or is it not true?
I don't know what people think.
I don't look at yourself. I don't look at men that way, man.
Don't you look at a guy sometimes? That's a very good looking man. I have to go on after
not
him.
Not sometimes.
And he's funny.
It's very seldom that I look at a guy and go, this guy's attractive.
So if you go on after John Flismas, you're like, glad I'm on after this troll.
This period pain has performed now. I'm happy. Let's do this thing. Yeah. He said all my swear words in my set.
Lush, I notice you on your phone. Are you video chatting?
I'm busy looking at your Instagram.
My Instagram.
He's got such a typical dad Instagram.
Yeah.
Is it dad? It's golf. My kid.
You love a golf day though, Dave. Tell us about why do you do so many golf days?
Because I like to pay my rent.
But why golf days? How do you become a golf day comedian?
You go to a golf club, they want a prize giving.
You get drunk.
You play the golf, which I enjoy, and then you get to do the prize giving afterwards for like a decent amount of cash.
Oh, you're a golfer.
I'm a golfer.
All right.
It makes sense though, because at least you're in with the sport. Like you wouldn't commentate Grand Prix if you don't know the guys. So yeah. I know my golfers, I know my systems, I know the names.
I don't think golf is a sport, guys.
No, it's not. But if it's a nice way of making money, I'll call it a sport.
You wear pants and you have a macabre. No.
Search and rescue the stigma.
What's a macabre? Is that that's Marawa? Robert Macabre. What's a macabre?
You have one.
Have I?
Yes.
What is it? Oh, that. Fantastic. That is, you know what I've realized? Like a poop is something that I work for over 20 years.
Yeah,
I like other that. Days, I'm gonna keep that.
You're skinny. Gavin,
I'm
you got a gym?
Skinny. Other day I saw a girl, she said, well, I know her from years ago. She's like, wow, you pecking on the pounds, eh?
Alliteration.
Yeah, I was like, shit.
You learned English.
But I'm like, the thing is, you know, the only people that want to get thin are those that can afford to get fat.
Oh, true.
Because.
But I've worked hard on my way of life.
You need to have a lavish lifestyle to be able to go,
let me cut down
on this shit.
Yeah.
But I enjoy craft beer. I enjoy a good
pizza, burgers,
pizza, whiskey,
ribs and things.
Custard. If I can put custard on something, I'll do it.
Really?
Cornflakes. I put a bit of milk around the outside just so you start seeing one of the cornflakes get covered in milk. And then I put custard on top.
Wow.
And strawberries. And then I get
powdered sugar.
Wow. I got a solution directly above that. I just buy the vanilla flavored yogurts.
So you're getting custard flavored yogurt.
Everything.
All in one.
All in one, dog.
Gav, how do you stay?
Putting custard on everything.
Is that where I get my mascarpone from?
What did you call me?
What is this thing called?
A mucaba.
Okay.
But I love a mascarpone, dog.
What's a Zamalek?
Zamalek is a black label.
Because here's a question I was asking Eric earlier. It's like people listen to the show, and so a lady said to me, I listen to your podcast.
And then you know
she's not, the next sentence isn't, it's so good. You just see someone, she's got that, I want to see the manager face.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you the guys who do that podcast? The Just Now. Why is it called Just Now? Firstly, she asked me. So I said, we needed a name.
And Dave
now.
Didn't want to choose any of the good ones. He chose Just Now.
So we have like a meeting here, which none of us came to. So I just said, wow. And then he's shouting at me saying, what are you calling your show? What are you calling your show? What are you calling your show? So I said, we'll think of something just now. And I'm like, hold on a second.
He had a list of like 19 nice. Names that I thought of. And they were all like super cool.
I'll show you the WhatsApp.
Tell us me trying to name my son.
Yeah. Look at all of these dope ass names.
It's so weird that he says everything that he does is just so cool. It's so cool. It's almost like he sent... In his mind, if I had a show, this is what it would be called.
Yeah, tell that's us some exactly of them. What I did.
Tell us.
I can't remember now because I sent them all to you, and now it's gone because you already named the show.
My
just
phone,
now.
My phone's got a setting that deletes every single message from Eric after you've read it.
No love, yo.
But he's my father, apparently.
It's tough love, that's my boy.
Nigga, no, that's not what dad's.
So I did a golf day yesterday for no reason.
I saw you with the red outfit on.
We had to dress up Christmas scene. We played golf. And then I took an Uber home.
You came on stage.
I slept with a sausage dog.
Is it your dog?
No. Who's dog my
it?
Dog.
Is that just Michael. A derogatory term for a really bad looking girl?
It was an actual sausage dog.
Oh, I was like, oh man. And I slept with a whale.
When I got home, he called his son.
It's an actual whale.
I slept with a small baby whale.
In the ocean.
Ship.
In the ocean.
Yeah.
So he shouted at the dog when he got home. He went, Dylan! And then I was like, you called your dog Dylan.
And Dylan's like, yeah, I'm out of
here. But Dylan wouldn't be a sausage dog. Dylan would be a greyhound.
Waiting game.
No. The dog had no teeth.
Wow.
Gavin, how do you stay? So that's a question with Eric. What was it? What is this podcast?
Well, I don't know.
Stocks last.
the podcast is meant to be what that lady thinks it is. So if
so she
like,
said, you guys, you guys exactly. just talk shit and laugh at everything. I'm like, it's an hour where we can just let go and have a fun talk about comedy. If we moan about the industry every single time, because obviously there's tough gigs. Like the Thursday night one was terrible.
Where was that, Bailey's?
No, it was at a farm. So these guys went on one of those things. With, you know, when
all bad story starts off like that. Yeah.
You know when you
farm.
Take your staff to a retreat?
Oh, right.
So there's tents and there's a
and
fire.
And you are the entertainment.
I get there now. There's no electricity because it's tents. So there's no mic. There's no PA.
Oh, no.
So he says, no, we're just going to all meet around the fire and you can do your comedy. So I'm like, look at these people. They've been drinking since 11.
Lord, kumbaya.
Take your money and
I was crying inside.
Man.
No, but the thing is,
because 11 o'clock, if they've been drinking, they're much funnier than you.
Of course. Even like with technology, that can go wrong. Because I was, last week, I did a thing. There was in excess of 1,000 people, right? However, they also started at like 11.
They
and
said
now
she
it's
said
five.
She said, yeah, but they're nice and drunk. They're gonna enjoy the comedy. So I said to her, but think about what you just said. They've got no inhibitions.
Nice and drunk. Don't even go.
They're talking louder than I can speak. And the one guy at the back, after about 10 minutes, he goes, "Excuse me, I think you stopped being funny about 15 minutes ago." Loud, eh? So can you please stop offending everyone and stop talking about your penis? So I looked at this. Like,
were you talking about your penis?
Totally.
And were you offending everyone?
Yes. My whole mission to go up there was fuck all of you.
This is a corporate.
My first thing out of my mouth was penis.
Penis.
Yeah, you had to take
it. Panda. Is that panda?
It's panda.
Okay.
Penis.
You know
penis
why pandas don't have baby? You know why they're struggling to reproduce? There's a theory. They don't find each other attractive.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So they've started dressing up panda, put a mask on the panda of another type of bear, like a koala bear or something. And then the panda's like, hello, some fresh pussy. And then as he's fucking the panda takes the mask and goes, it's me! And then he's like, ah! And then he ejaculates.
Leon Schuster, yay! Because
every time
I've been catfished.
Cat panda.
Panda, cat. I've
been panda fished.
So every time, what happens is they put them in the cage together and he looks around and he's like, who's this fucking black eyed bitch in this cage all day long? She's here hustling me. Is this music?
No, that was just a weird sound.
Something Gavin, how do you stay so healthy and fit and strong? And although you look, sometimes you do look like you've just come out of rehab.
Yeah.
At the moment, I think you look like you're going in. Like a male version of Amy Winehouse.
From your straight.
I'm looking at a picture of your hair. So this is what's called. You can listen to the podcast and then look at the pictures. And when you hear the bell, turn the page.
Kevin,
it's like one of those kid books.
Be 12, 35.
Can you take the mic away from your face? Just look normal.
Do the kid books actually say turn the page?
Yeah, at the bottom.
It does.
In the corner, it's just done.
And also, I had a thing where you listen to a record, but now and then you had the story.
How dumb must it be,
no,
though?
Here's the cock thing, man.
You know that once upon a time...
Well, you once you get to the end, you should turn the page.
Okay. Once upon a time...
And you start again.
Once upon a time, and you want to get something like this book of shit.
and then Tinkerbell's going, when I ring the bell, turn the fucking page, you idiot.
Yeah.
So now we had a record, LP, and then the storybook, and then she would tell you would read the story and listen to
that's
so,
it. Yeah.
So you'd read the first bit, and then they'd act out a little bit of it, and then you'd read a little bit more, and then when she rings a bell, you turn the page.
Oh, so there's a I used to actually.
So now that's why I don't read anymore because no one's ringing the bell.
Nice.
I had that as well. Don't.
Yeah. Okay. So you kids, what do you read?
What do we don't?
We don't. We have a feed. We have a timeline. Timeline. We eat ass.
Twitter, yo.
Granddad. We eat ass, granddad. All right. What's on your timeline?
You. Oh, no, but the eating ass thing is too much now. No, I'm joking. No, I still read.
Okay,
I read books. I read books.
Kevin, how do you stay healthy books and dope. Fit? Do you do anything?
I like chasing a ball, like basketball and tennis. Basketball. Yeah, those two things that keep me...
Do you dress for tennis? Do you dress good?
No, just shorts and a t-shirt, yeah.
You don't dress the white with the socks and everything?
No.
That's half the fun of tennis.
Yeah, it's not a corporate.
Would you play in a... Which is not a corporate.
Can't be playing in a
wool
jersey.
Did you see me dress yesterday for my girl?
I did.
Gavin, would you have a tennis match against Jason Goliath?
Yeah, man.
Would you take him on?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's deceptive.
1991
he looks
tennis champion.
He looks he can't beat you. He will kick your ass.
Yeah. Oh, snap. Yeah.
I have a tennis court.
He's got game.
Baba complex. You can come anytime.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Are you bragging now about your complex?
Yes.
No, the tennis court specifically.
But is that where... Who's squatting on the tennis court this week?
No, there's two tennis courts and there's the people.
Is there a pool?
Yeah, it's next to the clubhouse.
The clubhouse is behind the tennis court.
Is that what's called more lifing?
More lifing.
Understanding what more of lifing is.
That gives you an...
You know, I thought more lifing was when you don't get your parole.
Yeah,
go back to jail.
Yeah. Doing more life.
Oscar's more laughing.
What is more laughing?
It's some radio DJ that says more laughing, and I actually want to put my hand through the radio and strangle her.
It's a girl.
It's a lady. She's got a funny name. Her name's Ayanda MVP.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
She was at the roast. She's dope.
Yeah, she MC
the roast. She is. She's good at roast.
We all did the roast, yeah. Huh?
How was yours?
I had a good time. I had Alan Adams. So,
Gavin. Yeah. So
but that's
funny.
Always value, Gavin's man. Gavin, you know what's like about Alan? Because he's a feature. He's a huge
he's
person.
Very to
so you can go, I had Richley. Didn't even know he was there half the time. So anyway, I turned around like, where's he gone?
He destroyed you.
For me, the funny part was Gavin. He's like, so Alan is gay, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh shit, lucky.
he writes another 10 punchlines.
That'll confirm he is gay, right?
His best punchline when he started out, he's a qualified teacher, used to teach at school, but he's just done 10 minutes of the most roughest comedy you've ever seen. He says, so now, as a comedian, I could always go back to teaching your children. What do you want, audience? They're like, no, stay being a comedian. Please don't teach my children.
Alan would be an amazing teacher, I would think.
No, he's clever, man. He's just smart.
He's well read.
He imparts well read. Yeah, he reads, he turns the page before that fucking bell. So listen, Gavin, the guy I spoke to yesterday told me that he loved the roasts. He said one of the things about comedy, he hates Comedy Central because it's just too many repeats.
Yes.
But one of the things he loved was the roast because he got to see not just the live comedy, which is sometimes badly shot, and then some of the guys are really bad. He said on the roast, it looked like the smartest guys had done their stuff. Mm. I said, okay, cool. If you got that from it, that's cool.
Yeah, the roast.
So many people, eh?
The roast was on Showmax. So I was watching it the other night. It's cool. It's like,
oh, yeah,
production is dope. It looks nice. Okay.
Which one? The same on that screen?
Yeah, all of them.
Would you do it again? I'm not a fan of it.
No,
it's very much an answer most guys say.
I might be doing an international roast next year.
Because you won the thing.
Yeah, in California.
Ah, man.
But that's hard to roast. They're going to... I struggle to roast you and I know you. What's the guy in California going to do?
He's going to just hit you with the most generic.
No, he's going to hit you with that. Like, none of your land is here.
Yeah. So that's because it's all on your mother's balls.
That's how it's going to end. I hated that. Every roast ended up with like, I am, but so are you.
Yeah.
And your mother.
It's hard to not have
and
anything.
Your mother.
It's hard. Like what I did in preparation was, when as soon as I knew that was happening, I wrote like 40 generic bits.
Generic ones, yeah.
Just like, you so fat, your
pimples, nose,
you so
eyes,
thin. Just like random shit. And then when I started, when they told me who I'm the verse, Okay, and some of them some of them work for that person, then I'll put it in there. But
that's quite smart. That you did, you literally did your homework.
Yeah. But that was like
no
the first day.
No wonder you won, fucking nerd.
I was sitting at home like, Jason.
I just made it up as I went.
That's what you do, dog.
No, I did write some stuff down.
I wrote some stuff in my book, but they also had nothing. It was very the fearful moment that roast for me.
That's like I wrote when I wasn't under pressure, because the closer you get to it, the more the things don't seem funny or they don't seem relevant.
And also the audience on the night will decide, no, don't like it. We like Gavin.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you said.
Yeah.
And I bet you, Adam Adams, did you go through?
Yeah, I went through.
I bet you had some really smart,
clever
stuff.
Yeah.
And the audience were like, "We are too stupid for this. Please explain."
The worst had to be.
And then those stupid twins play like.
Kitty Bonnie versus Warren Robinson.
Kitty Bonnie did not understand what a roast is.
He was doing gags.
A sight for sore eyes, my friend.
He was doing gags again.
Yeah, he was doing gags.
So listen, halfway through the show, we're actually supposed to be doing something called Breakfast Beer Club, where we go and taste a beer.
Oh,
nice.
And it is important.
But we never do taste the
we're
beer.
We're not allowed to in the studio.
Oh.
And especially today is bring a kid to work.
And they're drinking beers right
now. Kids are drinking some the same of them are breastfeeding.
Some of them are very young.
Yeah.
It's nice to have kids here, because after this is the sex show. And then this is just so nice.
If you have too much this fun.
This is what happens.
This is what you get. And then you have to buy toys.
Can't wait to have one of their muffins after.
So we're supposed to do Breakfast Beer Club now, and we're not doing it because we're not drinking this year. But are you a drinker, Gavin? You seem like you're quite heavily
drink
involved.
Some
of it. Did you sleep on a couch as well with a dog?
No, but I do drink alcohol. Beer's the number one poison for me, yeah.
Okay, cool. And drugs? Do you like drugs?
Just the marijuana.
If you're not buying. Someone said to me, Dave, I'm coming to your house. Have you got dacha? So I'm like,
nope.
I'm 50-something. Where do you buy this substance from? What do I call it? So if I go to the garage, I don't want to be that old guy who goes, "Hi, I'd like some marijuana, please."
They actually have a restaurant that sells Mary J. right here in Sanson.
What's it called? 420?
Yeah.
The restaurant.
Mm.
So you can go and buy aside like a pizza and then but hold the pizza.
It's legal inside
the
restaurant.
No, you just buy it.
When you walk out, you must hide it.
And then you leave.
Whatever. Yeah, you smoke, but it's like 600 rand for a banky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think you just smoke it once and you stay high for like 8 years.
Is that what happened?
2 World Cups, yeah.
You haven't seen your dad for how long?
You're just sitting in the room looking at the ground. Haven't seen him since the elections.
Yeah. So I just don't know how to buy drugs.
That's too
Maybe
Olympic
we should
games.
Also just have some drug addicts on the show and just find out where they buy their stuff.
Find
and
them,
we'll
Dave.
Do a Waze.
I don't have drug
we'll get Waze.
None of my friends are addicted.
That's funny because now they're trying to clean up Aldo's, and then I got this WhatsApp. Of like, so now we're going there. We're going to confront these people.
Did you also get the broadcast
list.
With all the
like a mob justice situation.
Yeah.
So that's a group you don't want to.
And it's got a list
Rishi
of
has
all
left the group.
Yeah,
because he died.
I had a gag about this.
So it's got a
stabbed.
List of all the
people and what they sell.
Yeah.
And where
so
they live.
So go there in the corner next to the tuck shop number 25.
Yeah.
There's a lady there. Her name is Jane. She's got flakka.
Yeah.
Weed. Cocaine.
Okay. So what is flakka?
Flakka is this new drug that came out of Durban now.
I love the fact that there's a new drug. Like, we're not cool with the ones we already have.
I got cheaper. So high. Actually, it gets cheaper.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Oh,
more destructive, though.
More powerful.
More Xantax, Burnex, Preen.
It was a big thing. It was a big thing in the States like 2 years ago.
Do you remember that story of a man that ate the other man's face in America?
Because of the drug.
That was flakka.
That's
Tuck.
That was flakka.
Tuck
is just cheap.
But flakka sounds like levels. Because flakka is level
right
of
at the bottom.
No.
Yeah, they call it the zombie drug because people actually just
lose
become
zombies.
But apparently that was fake news that they all those videos and all.
Oh really? Yeah.
I was just gonna say that.
So the drug addicts have got better game than the comedians. They actually film their stuff and get it.
Somebody else films.
Comedians can't film.
Somebody else films.
What's the one? What's the drug where you run around naked?
Same one.
That's flakka.
Is it?
Yeah, flakka.
So you don't have to
like through a glass window.
Oh.
You just do it
naked.
Whatever
naked clothes
on back to front.
Run holding somebody.
Like, so you can spot
whatever
the guys.
Your poison is.
Guys got his clothes on back to front.
Looks like a thriller video.
But just one guy.
When you get closer, then that's all he is.
I saw something. It's thriller is actually a song about a horror.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's dirty.
That happened to me. It happened to me. It's like, what fucked.
The guy after I died on stage when this guy said,
thriller's more, cring, cring, cring.
Thriller's more about horror.
No, horror's the people coming out of the crowd and walking, where a thriller is more like someone with a window.
It's a
trailer.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so Eric, have you noticed whenever you phone Eric, where is he?
At Goliath Club.
Thank you. Thank you.
Working, bro.
Thank you. Thank you.
I seem to phone Eric at the wrong time.
Dave sees me, nah. Then I look like this. Then he's like, I'm gonna phone this guy. And whenever I phone him, he's at the gym. Most times I'm sitting at home playing PlayStation or I'm buying food. Yes, when he phoned me on Tuesday for the first time, I was in the gym when he phoned me.
Which gym do you go to?
I am a Virgin Active guy.
But I thought you said you...
I still call it the... In my joke, I don't know, it the health and racket.
Nah, no shit. I'm going to sort out the national one next year. Right. Gym with everyone.
Then you can come to my side. Come to Moda.
No, you know, they phoned me one day and they said, for 10 rand, we'll put you onto national. I was like...
Put 10 bucks?
Hang on a minute. Richelieu. Richelieu. A tennis court. A clubhouse. A swimming pool and a national gym membership.
Yeah, but man, and you, a bicycle.
Life to the max.
I came with a BMX, bro.
You know what I noticed? You were sweating.
Yeah, it's downstairs.
So I wondered, like, what does your Uber driver make you do?
he's like, I was sweating.
Please have sex with me.
I don't have money to pay for this Uber, but I'll do 1,000 push-ups. Gala.
Who was doing that gag? Who does a gag about watching porn? Oh, Skulk. So funny. Like, he's so tired of porn. Like, he wishes one because it's so predictable. Like, I wish one day they would just like put a twist in it. Like the guy comes to the door with the pizza or whatever. It's like, that's going to be $100, ma'am. Then she's like, I don't have any money. Maybe we can
sort something out.
I was like, no, it's $100, ma'am.
And then she's naked all over me. She's like, but I want the money, please. Can I have that?
We can do the stuff, but really, you need to work out a payment plan.
Check between the couch cushions.
Have you got kids? And you just hear the shaking of the money box while they're
coming? I'm
taking this pizza back, man.
It's very funny.
I have spoken to a Debonair, not Debonair, Butler's pizza guy, and he said, it's amazing.
Wait, well done.
Butler's is Cape Town. That was the first one. Debonair's was copied by Butler's from them. So, but this guy said that it does happen quite often that there will be a chick in the 90, but she doesn't realize it because she's so used to going, oh, let's order pizza. So she will answer the door in the 90, and it happens probably 9 times out of 10.
That's nice.
But then he says it's never like, you don't have time, firstly. You got to get your next delivery.
What happens 9 out of 10? They get offered.
No, not offered, but she is almost buck naked.
Oh, right.
It's almost like they like to be an exhibitionist.
And that you don't have enough time is rubbish.
For a teenager, you can finish in a minute. Why is Eric laughing?
There's no guy that's going
to...
Who's going to be that
listening
guy that's going to look at me like...
I might work for scooters.
Then you like... Then
I'm
you
not trying to brag, ladies, like, but I can get it down to a minute.
I need to...
And Richie, you married kids now? I saw you on the beach with a
married
kiddie.
5 years, 1 year-old boy.
Now. Ah, I see. We spoke about... You were on the podcast last week.
No.
Dressed as Louise Carver.
2 weeks ago.
The other week.
Okay, cool. Gavin, are you going to come back and talk to us?
Often. Yeah, man, this is dope.
Can you organize a tennis tournament with the comedians?
Yeah.
At Joey Rustin's house, he's got a tennis court.
Okay. That sounds like a vibe.
Are you saying okay, or are you actually going to do it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Who else plays tennis? Because I want to do a charity tennis tournament where we play each...
You don't have to be good.
No, you don't have to be good. We're going to... I'll get some debris there, we get some balls, and we do like... And we film it for Comedy
Central.
Can
we have a beer after this?
Right after this, they're not cold, but they are somewhere.
Dude.
But you can't drive back home on your BMX.
Says who? Okay.
You can't drive on your BMX drunk.
The ultimate test of whether or not.
When I was a light TV, you still do BMX. I don't know if you still do that. Kids obviously do BMX. We had a BMX track in L Road. And then at the end of the day, wait, I just realized if this might sound racist or not. It was the 80s.
Just think about
Can
it.
Can I get away with it?
Take a second.
He has a disclaimer.
Can't get away with
if you think it's racist, it is. Yeah. The disclaimer. This story takes place in 1983.
Yeah. I remember this way.
It's a dark time.
Hold on. This story is not going to work. Happened? So at the end of the BMX day, obviously the kids all race and we get prizes and everything. And then you spot in the corner of your eye there, the guy's selling ice creams on the side. So they've got the proper ice cream. It's got the block in the front.
The
hot ice.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, they can't take the dry ice back. So they empty it because it makes the truck lighter. Mm. But they've also been doping. So these guys have been selling ice creams to the kids, but they've also got like empty Zamalex at the back. So they've been doping. So then while we all getting our prizes for our BMX, there's about 8 ice cream guys are going, let's try this BMX shit.
With their
on the ice cream van. So this works. No. They're all going. And have you ever seen a BMX track? It's got full on jumps. Yeah. And it's
there's
downhill.
One right. There's one right.
It's naturally downhill, so that you're kind of pedaling, but it's always downhill.
Yeah.
Yes, these guys go on the ice cream trucks, drunk. And that becomes like the now the day's officially started.
That's amazing, though, bro. You sick, everyone, so how do you control?
Because they're not. Yeah, exactly. Because it's the two wheels in the front, and there's just dry ice and ice creams all over the track, three drunk ice cream guys cruising down the track.
Cool,
people
if you
clapping.
Could jump in there.
One, no, they never ever made it to the end. Jump in the box. That's safety.
Yeah, obviously you're gonna wear a helmet.
Don't get out.
No, they did not have helmets on, and they just went on that BMX track. It was the funniest thing.
There's one right here in Sloan.
No, that's very well organized.
Yeah, okay. No ice cream.
Time. Enough about BMX. But are you also sponsored by Vans?
No,
you have to buy your shit.
I buy all my shit, bro. I like it that way.
Yeah. I like to. I'm Richelieu Benoit. I buy clothes and hang around on the tennis court.
Sometimes I buy Prada, sometimes I buy Vans.
Who's a young comic making waves?
Ebenezer.
No, man, not making cuck. Making waves.
There it is.
And you know what? I don't.
It's like Ebenezer's not young. You can immediately say something. Let's try that. Vittorio Leonardi.
Making pies. Do you know that he's... wait, have we got a WhatsApp? Oh God!
No one's WhatsApp does.
What is the WhatsApp line, Eric?
December.
What are your guys' demographic for this show?
07 Yeah.
One guy. Look around you. The people that work here don't even listen.
We've got four people that like our show. So if we tweet something dope, whoever replies on our tweets specifically are the people that listen to the show.
But I think we should, as part of this community and this team now. I think we need to work at this.
I just realized this isn't
a podcast.
This isn't
future,
the this isn't the WhatsApp line. This is Colony, so it's all it's tweets.
This should be this should be on iTunes. Eh?
The number
look,
is 0
all,
zero,
I mean, all of them are
the number. Wait, the number 0797482090. You were saying the thing is
the specific podcast they're listed as well, not just
because you're on it.
No, I'm saying you have to do it yourself.
Market. Oh, you have to market.
Get people to listen.
Well, you know what I do? If a guy comes up, Gavin will, I'll make him download the app so he gets it at least.
But I got
he sits there, he's got the app.
I got it.
So then he's
there a new app?
And then you guys must also, after you leave here, tell people that you were on it and to listen
but
to
I'm
it.
Saying, but I'm saying you must do it consistently the whole time. Not even
I had a friend who used to take steroids and he used to say it gives him a lot of stamina. So you just said consistency. Say consistent. Statistics.
Consistency. Yo,
consistent
is
statistics.
But you need consistency.
Stay normal.
Gavin
but
Kelly
you need to have, like, even on Monday.
You need to have stamina.
You need stamina, bro.
Stamina.
But you also told me about some of the stuff that happened in the Second World War was in the Pacific, in the specific ocean.
Yes. You need to be specific.
A lot of the stuff was in the specific ocean, but they had a lot of stamina.
You need to be specific. Very specific.
So who's making waves? But Eben is not young anymore. I don't consider him to be young. I mean, he's 24, 25.
But
who's that? Lindy from Cape Town.
Lindy Johnson, but she's also... She's a young comic. Like, when you say young comic, do you mean young in experience
young,
or young
I mean
as
young.
In young
I want
person?
19, 20,
their
21.
Age. Then it only punch.
Yeah,
he's not making.
He's been. He was being on the podcast, but he was very quiet. Obviously, because he just started, so he felt nervous.
Intimidated.
Yeah, but his stuff is funny, and it's because it comes from that innocence.
Yes.
But then I saw Eric shaking his head
at Punch. Mm. He thinks it's the washing powder.
Wait, when was Punch on the show? Was Punch on the show when I was
Punch
here? No,
show.
I wasn't here. Yeah, I wasn't here.
But he came on and he was nervous, but he got into it eventually. And then he started saying,
I
want to get my own podcast. So I'm like, go get your own podcast, Simi. Bitch. Simi.
Oh, yeah. Simi.
Yeah. Simi, I get angry with Simi, but I think Simi gets more angry with himself than I do.
Making cuck also. He's got a problem, though. No, let's not talk about Simi.
Yeah.
You mean in terms of like sort of autism? Like he has like a time bomb in on every set.
I think it's just an ego.
It's arrogant.
Thing. Yeah, an ego. Oh,
every year he studies an MBA.
Eric, what's happening in the world of comedy?
Nothing. People are going on holiday. Everyone's going to Durban.
Oh,
and
yes.
I did my Cape Town gig as well, and then Mo said, I'm full of room for you. I'm like, thanks, man. He said, yeah, but I can't pay you.
Took the softest hands ever.
Mo has the softest skin. Mm. Just so beautiful. Probably handsomer than, but he's not a comedian.
There we go.
Can we do that one day? Can we have John Flissmus and you in, and then we try and find a child that looks if you guys had a kid.
Why would you do
What's
that?
Wrong with you, Dave?
Baby with a beard.
Jeez, and tattoos. With black scent.
It would be a kid. It would be cool. People are on the WhatsApp line asking, is Gavin Kelly colored?
Yes.
No, I'm white.
Yes.
But
yeah,
yeah.
Are you married with kids, Gavin?
No, none of that.
No girlfriends?
No.
Because your comedy, had a lot of comedy was based on your girlfriend. And yes. I think she might have left you because of that. She's like, I am sick and tired of being the butt of your jokes. Speaking of butts.
And 13 minutes to 10 o'clock on Friday the 15th of December 2017.
Is it
the
15th?
Day that the podcast begins.
Yeah, keep December, boss.
Is it a holiday? Is tomorrow a holiday?
Can we just speak about the fact that Omunya is probably going to destroy the country on New Year's Eve? The song Omunya, Pesco Omunya, is going to destroy the country.
How does it go? Like this?
No, it doesn't sound like this. You know the song, man. The song that's busy destroying the nation. The
Which
Facebook
one?
Videos of the dudes are dancing on the lamp poles.
I've heard of it, but I haven't heard
that song. Pass me my phone. Oh, give me my phone.
There you go.
My friend, this is the song is live.
I think it's
so hang
be,
on. Have you got plans for? We try to do a holiday show.
You know
what
song
show?
I think is gonna break the country?
Oh, nice. Which one?
I left my heart in the Havana. What do they say? No, I have no idea what they say.
I changed the Cabello song. That
when
song is
when
the
I was
show.
Doing that, you know those things that Donovan. Goliath.
Oh, and
he made a cover. So I was like, the problem with rugby is we need to bring back Brian Habana. And then I was like, I'm not even filming this.
You should have done it, man.
You must commit.
It wasn't funny. It's not funny now anymore. But when they were moaning about the coach, I'm like, there's nothing wrong with the coach. You just gotta bring back Brian Habana.
Because I always hear their own words and then I just sing it.
But then you know what I figured? Song. If you've got a cuck song that you've written, during the middle of the song, get a rapper to come sing, but he must be lang famous. So
yeah.
During her song, she gets Ludacris or one of them.
Yeah, that's it. Luda!
Okay, yeah. And I like that guy that, like, when I do my comedy, I say my name now, like thing he used to do, like Jason Derulo. And then, so during the middle of my comedy, I'll be doing a joke, and then I'll just go, Dave Levinson! And then I'll just carry on. Or, we're the best music!
Number one.
Is this the shit? How you going? So this is a prediction by Eric Janssen, Eric J.G. Janssen.
This song is
says that on New Year's Eve, this song's going to break.
Oh, no. I don't know this song.
Yeah, boy. Oh, man. You know what happened? Someone discovered that a Casio keyboard comes with a demo tune.
Crank it, are we calling?
Oh, I can't wait for New Year's Eve.
This song is going to destroy the
This part of the
look,
show
look,
is...
Look. It's starting.
It's involuntary.
This song catches you in places it shouldn't. Look behind you. Look.
Gavin, can you dance? I know you speak like a black man. Can you dance like a black man?
I have to like be drunk.
This song.
Yeah. You have to be drunk.
Yeah.
That's racist.
People would say.
Hang on. So this is the song. I saw a colored guy on New Year's Day still celebrating.
I heard it on the radio like 3 times yesterday and I don't even listen to the radio.
That's how long they played it. It's just
like
one song.
Day.
It just took over the frequency.
Yeah.
Hey. So listen, this guy leaves the party. Obviously, the sun's coming up. And he looked at me like this and he wanted to say Happy New Year, but it was the millennium. So it had just become the year 2000.
And, the year was
and
about,
he
and
couldn't
the
stop himself from saying, Happy 19-2000! then he tripped, and he was by the fruit and veg city. So obviously he tripped on the back side of it, where all the dead fruit was. He tripped. He said, "Yo, I could know myself, but duck." I was like, "No, bro, you're smelling the fruit from the fruit and veg city." And he's like, "Ah, thank goodness." And then he tripped again, and he said, "Masterpuss." Then he tripped again because he couldn't walk. And then he just lay there and he said, the yellow world's massive boost.
Yo.
The whole world.
So he was originally like the first DJ euphonic with hashtag Nonke. He was just like, yeah.
Is that what he said? He said every all of you.
Yeah, you too, Dave.
Is that what he said? Yeah. Is that what Nonke means?
Mm. Yeah.
Nonke.
All of you. Yeah. Bantus.
Now you went over the
you
border.
Just, yeah, you
do that. I tend to do that.
Crossed.
Yeah,
I'm it's when Gavin's here. I'm trying up my blackness.
Nice.
You make me feel African.
Let's hope.
I'll be back to the normal song.
I hope we leave this in 2017.
Have you got plans for? Do you do your New Year's Eve crazy shit? I've got to host a party as an MC, and I hate it.
Always been my New Year's Eve with my family.
Durban.
Durban.
Is some of your family in Australia?
My parents, yeah. But mate, they'll be here. They're
Gavin,
coming down.
Plans?
I want to go to Afropunk, yeah.
What's that?
It's like a cool concert. That's
is where white black guys hang.
The weird part is now when it gets to New Year, you have to celebrate it with random strangers.
No, so you like yours at home with the family.
Because like,
do you all have to, that is real.
Do you all have to?
Yeah. Like, I don't even know this.
Happy New Year, and they hug you. Yeah, they
rob you.
So what's your family one? So you have to do a speech
without the phone.
No, we just.
Does each person stand up and say what their plans are for the year?
That's actually a top concept. We'll introduce. That's a white thing. It sounds very white.
Thank you. Like, thank
we'll
you.
Have a little basket with our names in it.
And then you have to say,
my name is Rishlu, and
for this year, I promise.
Yeah, I think we're gonna. I'm gonna introduce that myself.
Okay, cool.
But we normally just. What I do is I start from now buying. So Macro and all these places have like the gift packs of whiskey and whatever.
You get two glasses.
So I start buying that shit. So I have like about. I don't want to say the number now because people might be listening.
Well, you have your own tennis court.
Mm. Yeah, but I have like in my other house in Durban. I got
my holiday home.
Whiskeys there. So you know, there's one that comes. Jameson one opens into a mini bar.
Oh, snap.
I
just got a semi.
The glass is in and it opens.
That is beautiful.
And the glasses are sitting in like this.
Oh, and they come up. Hi. We'll
and
be your glasses.
You open it.
Oh, man.
It. You can walk around with that shit. I'm like, wow. Yeah.
You know what I did? I did a sad thing. Because on Christmas morning, I'm going to wake up alone because my kid's in Cape Town and I don't have
family
here.
At least you got the sausage job.
No, he's not there. He left this morning. Didn't even leave a note. It was a post-it note and it just said,
it's a hit and run.
No piece of meat for a sausage dog.
He was munching his dog more and I'm like, you don't eat me like that. You don't eat me with that, really. So I have to buy myself Christmas presents.
Wow.
So I have to act surprised on Christmas morning. I open up the Jack Daniels one with the. I bought the special. Comes with a cap and a glass. Then I got the Jameson's one, which comes with the two glasses.
Yeah.
So on Christmas morning, I'm opening presents. I bought
golf balls. Look out for the Jameson Select Reserve. That comes with the little bar vibe.
I'm going now.
It's amazing.
Is it open now?
Nice. So Mr. Bean has done the Christmas surprise.
Probably where I got it from.
He walks out the house and posted all the cards.
And then he comes back in.
He walks in.
I'm totally doing that. But I have to act surprised. Because if you don't do something on Christmas morning, you can get depressed.
You will.
I will be depressed.
Even homeless people are like.
And someone invited me to their home, so I'm going to someone's home for Christmas Day.
Okay, that's cool.
So I'm very happy about that.
So where's your lighty?
Very awkward though, because I'm just the only guy without. Who are you? I'm just here. So what I'm doing, I'm buying gifts for everyone. If someone comes past me, I'm just going to give them something.
No,
that's a generic.
Toothpicks.
So China Mall is right across the road.
Can I tell you what you want to do on Christmas Day? There's a game called a Mouthful or Say It or something, where you put this plastic thing in your mouth.
Oh yeah,
have you seen
that dentist thing?
It's
yeah,
so cool. But then you have to say these rhymes.
Yeah,
and if you say the rhyme or something, it's obviously a drinking game. So you got to say. So you got to say what's a nice one? The skunk sat on the stump. The skunk thunk. The stump stunk. The stump thunk. The skunk stunk.
And they both didn't thunk.
But you gotta say it with a thing like this. And after
bucket full of sand.
It's just the funniest. Bucket full of sand.
So if you can't say it, so if you don't say it, you drink. Have you played it?
It doesn't say that on the thing because it's like not meant to.
Oh,
so that's what I'm playing on New Year's.
We've played the beer pong, we've played the kings, obviously, and then we have this game called Fuck the Dealer. I don't know if you guys know Fuck the Dealer.
I know that game.
You know Fuck the Dealer. You know Fuck the Dealer.
Yeah, please stop saying that. Blazing. It sounds weird.
This game is blazing because
normally when you can't afford to pay for what the dealer gave you,
you play with you play with a deck of cards, and then you have to check the top card. Then the guy has to guess what card it is.
Is this what colored people do?
And then
I'm
lying.
I'm very surprised.
You don't have TV.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised.
I've got a pack of cards. I'm gonna flip the first one up. Guess what it is?
Yeah.
So you got 52 chances.
This guy.
It's a club of hearts.
He's not even listening.
Okay.
See. No, it's fine.
We've got 2 minutes.
No, so you check the first card, and then the guy has to guess. And then if he guesses and it's wrong, you have to tell him whether it's higher than the card that he guessed or lower. If he doesn't get it that time, you pass the deck on. So if you get it right, you have to drink. The person that has the deck has to drink.
But how often do you get it right? You said it's a club of spades.
It becomes interesting when the deck gets to like halfway.
So how do you get rid of cards?
You have to... No. If the guy guesses wrong twice, then you pass the deck on to the next person.
And that card's out.
Then that card's out, yeah. You put the card face up on the...
So it's a bit of skill.
So you know what card it is.
There is some skill.
The dude is just drinking and he has to like just keep...
So this is basically in Springs, we don't even use the cards. We just say, guess the card I'm thinking of.
No.
No, drink. Okay, I'm not trying to... Gavin, think of a card.
The Joker card.
No, man, don't say it.
Think of it. And I was...
You know when you say something, think of something, and they say it. See, I didn't say or think of something. I said, but we have learned a lot in this podcast, by the way. There's a lot of culture. We learned about
don't
culture.
Look there's, don't look now. There's a curl. Flucker.
I love Palisa. We are going on holiday. You're going to Durban. You're going away. You're going to
I'm in Jersey,
I'm in Jersey as well. No traffic. You just talk.
Oh, it's so good.
Going away, Eric?
Nope, I'm here.
Because the 22nd, we got our
no traffic by the police there. The traffic police.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
What they usually do.
Fuck you. So, my name is Dave Levinson. That is Richly Benoit. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are?
Gavin Kelly.
You are?
Eric Janssen. Goodbye, this is the Just Now Comedy Podcast.
Downloaded at your leisure.
We'll check you just now.
This is CliffCentral.com.